We welcome you to the Lutheran Prayer Hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O
for the first Sunday after Christmas, from Luke chapter 2. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own heart as well, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshipping and fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
We hear the Christmas hymn, Let Our Gladness Have No End.
Let our gladness know no end, alleluia. Unto earth did Christ descend, alleluia. On this day God gave us Christ his Son to save us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary and Joseph marvel at what old Simeon has to say about the infant Jesus in the temple. He had been waiting to sing that song for ages, waiting for the consolation of Israel. But what he said next was more marvelous and a bit ominous. Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. Luke says Simeon gave this as a blessing, as a eulogy, good words, but they sound like mostly bad news. They mean that many will reject Christ. The Lord Jesus is certainly the light that shines in the darkness. He will bring welcome light to the blind, but he exposes and offends those who want to remain in the shadows. And a sword will pierce through Mary's soul too. You know the story. The cross is already in view. Luke's gospel would have you call to mind your favorite version of the Pieta, sculptures or paintings of Mary cradling her crucified son on her lap. That's precisely where the blessing is, of course, and Simeon points us right to it. The Lord's own fall and resurrection was done in the place of Israel, so that all who fall in him will also rise with him. The infant Jesus was appointed for this, says Simeon. He was destined and set. And that means that it is certain for him and for you. The Savior is born and Simeon may depart in peace. For a Merry Christmas makes certain a Good Friday and a blessed Easter for each of us. Into this moment of blessing and foreshadowing steps Anna. That's what the expression "at that very hour" means, immediately, right then. Anna arrives at the temple just in time to hear Simeon's words to St. Mary, probably his beautiful song, too, and upon hearing it, she rejoices. That belongs immediately after Simeon's words in our text. But first, Luke has to introduce this old prophetess. Today, we'll follow Luke's outline and consider two things. First, who's Anna, the prophetess? And second, how she responds to the Christ child. Who is Anna? Old. The phrase describing her age could be taken one of two ways. Either she's been living as a widow, and now she is 84 years old, or she has lived 84 years as a widow, in which case she might even be 105 years or older. That's advanced in age indeed. Who is Anna? A widow? And after only 7 years of marriage. Throughout the scriptures, being a widow is a God-given vocation. It's an estate that God calls some into, just the same as being married. St. Paul teaches how widows are to be honored and taken care of by their children and grandchildren. Or, where they have no children, the church is to enroll them into its care. The Catechism's Table of Duties quotes 1 Timothy 5 about a widow's vocation so that they may bear it living by faith. It says, "Put your hope in God and continue day and night to pray and to ask God for help, and do not live in self-indulgence. Remember that our Lord never forgets widows, whether he finds them in Zarephath or Nain or Jerusalem or North Dakota. If your husband has been taken from you, be comforted this day. The Lord has not forgotten you this Christmas. He remembers you, he loves you, and he gives you the confidence that your station in life is pleasing to him. It is no mistake that you are still living. You are in God's hands." Who else is Anna? She is a prophetess. 5 women were called prophetesses in the Old Testament, but this is the only one in the New. A prophet, we know, is someone called and sent by God to speak his word, particularly to proclaim Christ. There may be a future word about the rod of Jesse, like today's reading from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, or it may be the constant present tense refrain of repent. When we hear prophet, usually we only think of them as people who tell the future. But similarly, when we hear prophetess, we probably think of a woman who is leading some religious ritual or trying to be a pastor. That's not actually what we see Anna doing. Rather, she is worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. The New Testament office of the ministry has similarities to the Old Testament office of prophet, but still they are distinct. The biggest difference is that God calls prophets immediately, directly, without any means. As the letter to the Hebrews begins, in many and various ways, that is, through dreams, visions, very uniquely to Moses, through many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. The apostles were also called and sent immediately by God. Jesus just walked up to them and said, "Follow me." Later on, breathed on them and sent them out as apostles. But pastors today are not called immediately. They are called and sent mediately. That is, God calls and sends ministers of his word by means of the church. You're quite familiar with this. I have been called to this congregation. You probably have pastors called to your congregations. The Lord gave the keys to his church on earth that he might be at work forgiving sins and delivering his gifts. That's why the church has the authority to set aside men by the word of God in prayer so that the gospel may be preached and the sacraments administered according to Christ's divine institution. Now, the church does not have authority, however, to put a woman into this New Testament office. God has not given that, and we have no authority that does not come from him. Just as a false prophet was not to be listened to in the Old Testament, nor the self-proclaimed prophetess Jezebel in Revelation, so we do not want to listen to the preaching and teaching of those who aren't called and sent by God according to his word. We would have no certainty that God is pleased to be at work through her ministry. Nor, in the face of Satan's attacks, could she have the confidence that comes alone from God's certain call. But Anna is no New Testament pastress. The Lord has not given such an office. In the same way, there's also no new office of New Testament prophet that's given to women or men. Rather, what is given to all, men and women, is the joyful privilege of confessing the faith that we have received. And that's what we see Anna doing here. She's giving thanks to God and speaking of him to all who are waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. What does it mean to confess? Every one of my catechumens knows and is ready to answer that means homo logeo. Homo means the same. Logeo means logos. It means the word, such as what we heard at Christmas. The word, the logos, became flesh. Thus, to confess means to same say, to say the same thing. It also means to acknowledge, to admit, to tell, and to repeat the truth. Thus, a confession does not originate in us, but it is given to us and then spoken back in response. There are three types of confessing or same saying. There's the confession of sin, the confession of faith, and the confession of praise. When we confess sin, we are acknowledging and admitting and agreeing with God's law. We say amen and tell the truth about us, just as his word reveals it. We also confess the faith. For example, when we confess the creeds, we don't say whatever we might feel might be true about God or how we'd like to imagine him. No, we confess the faith once delivered to the saints, as Jude chapter 1 puts it. What you might not have known is that confess is also one of the words that's used in Scripture for praising God. And that's what Anna does. Thanks, that is, she makes a confession of praise to God. And God isn't praised by just saying, I praise you, I praise you, I praise you. The Lord is praised always by telling of his great deeds, by proclaiming his works and his truth, even by speaking about him to others. Well, that is how confessing the faith and witnessing Christ to those outside the church and praising him all belong together. All the truly great hymns of the church bear this out. Like the Gloria that we now sing again here, that Advent has ended and Christmas has come. It isn't only that we praise you and we bless you and we worship you and we give you thanks, but it also tells us why. It tells us about the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. It's the confession of the Holy Trinity. For over a millennium and a half, the Te Deum, which we also sing again today, that has been called the Great Hymn of Thanksgiving. But if you notice, the very heart of it is a giant confession of the Lord Jesus, who humbled himself to be born of a virgin, who overcame the sharpness of death, who was appointed for the falling and the rising of many in Israel and everywhere. Now Luther, in fact, if he had gotten his way, wanted to add the Te Deum in as one of our creeds, right next to the Nicene and the Apostles and the Athanasian. We may not consider it a creed, but we still sing it and confess it to this day. That's the kind of prophesying that we see Anna doing today. She confesses before God his wonderful deed of our salvation. And what is our salvation? Let's hear Anna tell it. It is that he is the redemption of Jerusalem and has been made certain by this baby that is cradled in Simeon's arms. Together with Simeon, the two old saints make an antiphonal confession, one echoing the other. Simeon finds what he's been waiting for in Jesus, the consolation of Israel. Anna speaks of him to those still waiting, the redemption of Jerusalem. Our consolation is our redemption, that Jesus Christ is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but by his holy, precious blood, and by his innocent sufferings and death, that I may be his own. What a confession! With Mary and Joseph, we marvel at it. With Simeon, we treasure and cling to it. With Anna, we confess it before God and the world. and this is most certainly true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Come, thy will be done on earth.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, direct our actions according to your good pleasure, that in the name of your beloved Son we may be made to abound in good works. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. The Lutheran Prayer Hour is brought to you each Sunday morning by the Lutheran Churches of the Missouri Synod in the Wahpeton-Breckenridge area. This morning's broadcast was conducted by the Reverend Sean Denzer, pastor of Peace Lutheran Church in Barney, North Dakota. If you have no church of your own, we extend a cordial invitation to worship with us at Peace. Divine service is held every Sunday at 10:30 a.m., with Sunday school before beginning at 9:30. If you have any questions regarding the Bible or the Lutheran Church or any comment regarding this morning's broadcast, kindly address them to KBMW 605 Dakota Avenue, Wahpeton, North Dakota, 58075. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.